This is the Mark Steiner. Welcome back here on this April the 14th. And it's an interesting juxtaposition of things that have happened in this day in history on April the 14th. And they're kind of connected in some strange way in my mind at any rate. This was a day, there was a man named Bussa, B-U-S-S-A, who is known as the first national hero of Barbados. And he led a slave rebellion. He was, people aren't sure if he was Igbo or if he was from some other nation in West Africa. But he was a free man, enslaved, brought to Barbados, led a rebellion that was the first major rebellion in the West Indies against slavery, and stood up, and that led to three more rebellions over the course of the next 15 years that began the abolition of slavery in the West Indies. And Bussa now has statues to him in Barbados and is a hero of liberation. And on this day, earlier than that, in 1775, Ben Franklin and Tom Paine, who wrote the famous works to push our revolution here in this country, founded the first abolition society in America on this day in 1775, called the Society for the Relief of Free Negroes Unlawfully Held in Bondage. And on this day in 1865, President Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth on this day in 1865 while he was in the theater. Interestingly enough, that has a deep Baltimore connection. John Wilkes Booth went to high school in what is now the Manor Tavern out on York Road. It was, and his roommate was a young man named Gorsuch, who had his father went to reclaim, quote unquote, his slaves that had fled to Pennsylvania, that led to the Christiana Rebellion, led to the killing of Gorsuch's father, which inflamed John Wilkes Booth as a student, and continued his rise in his racist views and pro-slavery views, and all this kind of some way started twistingly started here in Baltimore, Maryland. On this day, going back again in history, just a little interesting piece before we end, in 1699. Oh no, this one piece I didn't want to forget. In 1873, the slaughterhouse case, it went through the Supreme Court, and that slaughterhouse case was the first case that diluted the 14th Amendment, which gave everyone civil rights here in the United States of America after the Civil War. It ruled that those civil rights were only good for any federal laws, and everything else belonged exclusively to the states in the United States of America. It was the beginning of the end for what came after the liberation of African Americans in this country and the roots of the beginning of segregation. So that is this day in history, on this day, April 14th. There's much more on this day in history we could talk about, but we won't today. We want you to go to steinershow.org. It'll all be listed right there. You can see events in this day in history and what our explanations are about them.